Hi there. The word for you today is, don't be cynical. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, reading from the Living Bible, Paul says, if you love someone, you will always believe in them. Look, there are very few monuments erected to skeptics. You know why? Because instead of building people up, they tear them down. David's oldest brother Eliab was like that. Here's his story. When nobody else in Saul's army, including Eliab, who was a general, was willing to go out and fight Goliath, David volunteered to go. Here's what David said, I will go and fight this, quote, uncircumcised Philistine. Now in Bible times, circumcision was a sign of God's covenant, which brought two things, two important things, protection and provision for the Israelites. And David knew that this bully called Goliath had no such contract with God, only God's people. The Israelites could claim such a benefit. As a result, David was very secure in his covenant, and he embraced God's promise. Obviously, this wasn't the case for Eliab. The Bible says, and I quote, his anger burned against David, and he said, why have you come to this place? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know the insolence and wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle. Interestingly, the name Eliab means, quote, God is my father. So Eliab not only represents secular cynics, but Christian cynics too. Yep, we've got them in the church. All it takes is one skeptical member, and soon all those with weaker faith or no faith at all start chiming in and perpetuating the negativity. Once that stream starts to flow, it's hard to stop it. Beware. Cynicism can wreak havoc in any relationship and environment. And that's why the Bible says in the first Psalm, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or sits in the seat of the scornful or the cynical. Think twice before sitting down in that seat, because if you stay there too long, you may not be able to get up again. And that's the word for you today.